neurological update, Jennifer Espono, 15108-12513, copy to Dipali Kapoor, MDFAX 972-377-1499, Timothy Chuppel, MDFAX 972-596-8918, Sharon Nations, MDFAX 214-645-8801, Carolyn Harris, MDFAX 972-596-5291, Samar Babawi, MDFAX 469-726-6194. Please see the Shenandoah note for full detail. She follows up for her CIDP, associated with IgM, lambda monoclonal gammopathy, comma, autoimmune hemolytic anemia, comma. She last IVIG at 0.6 grams per kilogram was due 1.5, and she decided to hold off and see how she was out of it. She's been getting it every 4 weeks. There's been no side effects since she missed it. She has had more slowing, more imbalance, more numbness and tingling in the feet, dropping things in the hand, recurrence of numbness of the fourth and fifth digits of both hands, and writer's cramp on the right. She's also had worsening signs of autonomic dysfunction with orthostatic lightheadedness, palpitations, irritable bowel, abdominal bloating. We spent 20 minutes discussing dysautonomia with neuropathies. She's also had more allodynia in her legs, i.e., even the wind affects it. New paragraph, she also has been slowly tapered off her steroids during this period of time, and her last use of it was a week ago. New paragraph, she is clearly worse. Her 25-foot walk time was 7 seconds with no assist, now 9 seconds. Slightly wide base with 2 wall contacts. Her overall muscle grade strength has gone down 0.5 grade. Upper extremities intrinsics, right 3 plus left 3. Lower extremity iliopsoas, right 4 minus left 4. Anterior tibial is right 5, left 4. Extensor hallux is longus, right 4, left 4 minus. Vibration is now 70% diminished on the right big toe, 60% on the left big toe, parentheses, twice as worse, end parentheses. New paragraph impression, CIDP with monoclonal gammopathy, semicolon, clinically worse off IVIG, and possibly due to steroid taper. Plan restart IVIG 0.6 grams per kilogram every 4 weeks. Follow up 4 months